Hello, hello.
Yo.
Happy Sunday.
This is it.
This is our new podcast.
This is it.
They don't even know my hello, hello.
They don't.
That's from our previous life.
For the new listeners, Tiffany always starts with a hello, hello.
Hello, hello. That is my thing. And I'm
welcome.
Bringing it over.
Yes.
For those who do not know us, I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. We've been on Sirius XM for the last 3 years with our own show, but in total 5 years as a feature, talking about wealth management, personal finance, entrepreneurship, yo money, our money, how we can create a legacy. And oftentimes we are primarily talking to the African-American community, but now we're just talking to everybody. Our advice works for everybody.
Yeah, no, it's tailored for those who are coming up still, but certainly applies to the masses.
I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I feel like we talk to everybody at every level. I mean, in the past, I say we talking to the African-American community primarily because that was the channel that we were on. And we are still going to continue to give the stats that pertain to our Black community around our wealth. We're going to continue to dispel the myths about our lack of net worth or our lack of good decision-making around money. We don't believe that. Alan and I work in the wealth management space, so we see firsthand how Black people move with their money, and we're pleased.
Yeah,
and there's a lot more progress than I think people are willing to talk about. The media.
And the come up comment I made is really geared towards the notion that, you know, none of us are really billionaires just yet. As a group, like, I don't think we've got too many. Maybe there's a few billionaires that listen.
So you're saying it's always room for a come up.
That's
wherever
all I'm
you're
saying.
At, we can come
it's
up.
It's for the folks that are trying to come up. I mean, that's what we're doing. I mean,
right.
We are building our own wealth while we're encouraging you to build yours. And we're doing it through a variety of different ways, not just through the stock market. We're doing it through businesses that we own.
Wait. You're moving too fast. For those who've never heard us before, who've never listened to us on Sirius XM, let's start with who the hell are we anyway? How did we get here? Why do people want to listen to us? So I'm starting with you. Alan, who are you? Why are you here? What do you know?
If you go to my Twitter page,
what?
It says that I am a reformed Wall Street cat trying to change the world one client at a time. And that's me. Like, I am
a
guy
cheesy.
Who...
It's a little cheesy.
I think it's dope. I should probably
cat,
get that.
You have cat in there? One cool cat?
I said reformed Wall Street cat.
Cat.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't use that anymore, bro. If you're on the East Coast.
I'm from a different generation, from
clearly,
a simpler time,
clearly.
Tiffany, okay, when we were cats.
Okay.
Okay. My background is all Wall Street. I was very lucky to land an internship coming out of high school at Merrill Lynch. And at the time, I knew nothing about Wall Street. All I knew was that I could make more working there than working at Roy Rogers, where I used to work at minimum
stealing
wage.
Stealing chicken, but we're not going to talk about
stealing.
That.
Stealing. Eating a lot of the chicken, yes.
But if you did not pay for it,
it
is therefore considered theft.
I'm still an aficionado. They gave us
aficionado
room to eat chicken at work.
Yeah.
But I digress.
When's the last time y'all seen a Roy Rogers?
Yeah, no, it's
people,
vintage. It's
too
throwback.
Many people were taking the liberties of eating free chicken. It's all I'm saying. It's all I'm saying.
Wait till your
out.
Intro comes and I'm going to start throwing shade inside
saying.
Your intro. So yeah, so I've been working on Wall Street since 1995. And the first thing I knew about Wall Street as a kid was really Trading Places, the movie with Eddie Murphy. And I saw that movie. And once I landed this internship, I realized, hey, wait a minute. This is like Trading Places. You know, I'm working on Wall Street. And my goal on being on Wall Street really was to learn the secrets of creating wealth and bring them back to my community. I worked at Merrill Lynch for a few years, all through college at Morgan State University. After I graduated college, ultimately got an MBA in finance and then worked at Goldman Sachs. But I basically have been in one industry for my entire career.
Okay. You did not mention that you are from Jersey, born
from
and raised.
Jersey.
We are both actually from the same town. We're both from Somerset, New Jersey, Franklin Township. So that means
home
something.
Of the Warriors.
Home of the Warriors.
Don't forget that.
That's a fact. You did not mention that you are an HBCU grad. We are both HBCU, very, very proud HBCU grads. We both graduated from Morgan State University. So that means something.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay. I did mention Morgan State.
And did you?
For those who were informed.
I was just kind of zoning out.
I see how
that
it
happens
is.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah, so fast forward, you know, working at Goldman Sachs. At Goldman, my job was to manage money for people that had more than $10 million to invest. And it's a crazy transition to come from, you know, I didn't come from a wealthy background. And now folks that have millions, hundreds of millions of dollars are relying on me for investment advice. You know, my last client had just sold a business to GE and walked away with $330 million cash and wired to his account that I managed $100+ million to help him pick investments. You know, so that's my background. It's as an investment person. I quit Goldman though in 2010, ultimately started Momentum Advisors. And again, the goal was to bring all of the knowledge that I gained from working on Wall Street to my community and to be able to do it with a fiduciary relationship, meaning in a relationship where we're looking out for people's best interests.
And you will hear us talk about fiduciary. You will hear us use that word so many times. It's going to be ingrained into your mind if you listen to this podcast.
So what about you, Tiffany? Tell me about you. What kind of cat are you?
I'm not nobody's cat, first of all, okay? I'm young, fly, fresh to death. No, I am from Somerset, New Jersey, as mentioned. I attended Morgan State University, but my background is not finance. My background is actually marketing operations and strategy. That's what I went to Morgan for. I did graduate with a degree in communications, but I also graduated with a degree in scientific research, biological research to be specific. I am great with numbers. I do really lean in when it comes to research. And so that's always been my strong point. Upon graduating from Morgan, I went into the marketing and strategy space, worked on a lot of really large consumer-facing brands, eventually ended up at Omnicom working with clients like American Express, Procter & Gamble. I had the entire beauty suite. So I had CoverGirl, Crest, Always, Secret. I'm missing one. But got to work on some really, really large brands, identifying consumer-facing investments that we can put out into the market and then figuring out what we can get in return and doing good enough jobs so that we can get more money in the following year. After doing that for several years, I ended up getting picked up by Puff Daddy, Diddy, Love sometimes is what he calls himself.
Not Puff the Magic Dragon. Make sure you're clear.
Mr. Sean Combs is what I called him. But got picked up by Puff and I ended up working for him as his global account managing director. And what that meant was that I oversaw all of his brands that interacted with a parent company. And again, identifying what we were going to put out in the market and what that return would be so that next year we can get more money from our parent company. So think Ciroc Diageo, think Sean John Macy's. The list kind of goes on and on and on. And so I was a part of the upstart of Revolt. I was a part of the upstart of De Leon.
So you were very much a part of Puff's wealth creation.
I mean, I like to tell people that the years that I was with him, he was always at the top of the Forbes list. I'm gonna just say it like that.
Mm.
Not to say he hasn't, he's always on the Forbes list, but he was at the top when I was there.
He was higher up.
Listen,
yeah.
You know, that either means he was making more money or others were making less. I'm gonna let you guys decide. But after leaving Puff, I did a very small stint with Jay-Z's team working on similar projects like Live Nation and the Bacardi Douce Group deal. And then I was burnt out. I was sick of it. I was sick of the entertainment industry. I was sick of all things that had to do with all things. And I took some time off, not voluntarily. So it was voluntary in the beginning, but it went on longer than I needed it to go on.
Mm.
So I left, but then they didn't let me back.
Wow.
And so after a while, I ended up starting my own company. And it was a strategy-focused company, and it was not supposed to be a long-term thing because I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I had so many people around me who were entrepreneurs. I had so many people telling me that you should be an entrepreneur. And I was like, I like direct deposit. I ain't trying to worry about your check. I want mine. And so, you know, what happens when you are hard-headed? Eventually, you fall or you are low enough where you've got to try something different. So I started my own company. And within 7 days of starting that company, I made a lot more money than I had made in those last 12 months. And it really worked out for me. And so...
But you're being a little modest.
What do you mean?
Like, you were literally like sitting on your friend's couch and
not
really knowing what to do.
Yeah,
at the time.
So not my friend, my ex-husband. It makes the story even worse.
Y'all were friends.
We were friends. But when it's your ex, it's your ex though, you gotta go back to your ex house. Yeah, it's a little worse. So you know, Alan is correct. Like, I was down and out. You know, you guys will hear us talk about a lot of things. You will hear about where we are currently and where we are going. And our wealth building, I want you to know that I was down and out. I did not have a place to live. I didn't have any money in my bank account. And so my ex-husband, who I was really great friends with at the time, let me sleep on his couch. He let me sleep on his couch. And every so often, he'd throw me a couple of dollars just to put gas in my car. I would go and sit outside of Starbucks every day as I was starting this company just to use the free Wi-Fi. I didn't go inside because I couldn't buy anything. But if you park your car close enough, you can connect to that Wi-Fi.
Wow.
And so that's really how I built my company. And I was really embarrassed. No one had heard from me for several months. You got to imagine, like, I came from private jets, Paris, with my friends, Puff Daddy New Year's Eve party, to completely having no place to live whatsoever.
Wow.
And so
that's a testimony.
That's
right
a testimony
there.
For sure. And started my first company, was very embarrassed. So I really didn't want to tell people about it, especially because I had been dragging all the entrepreneurs that I knew. And I sent an email out to the four people who I knew would not laugh at me. And I said, listen, I started a thing. And if I ever did anything right by you, let your friends know about this thing. And maybe somebody will hire me and I can make a couple dollars.
Yeah. But the crazy thing about that is that entrepreneurship should not be something that you're ashamed of. Like, it should be something that you're proud of, and it should be something that people rally to support.
Yeah, I know that now. But I think even for the entrepreneurs who are listening to us, we know that's not how the story goes. You know what I mean? It does not go that way, especially when you're Black or you're a person of color. A lot of times it comes with a little bit of shame. You feel like you're begging people to support your product or support you in some way, shape, or form. It's not considered cool, even though it's extremely cool and it's the primary way to build wealth.
One of the issues that we see, though, is that a lot of people base their self-esteem on the company they work for, right? They walk into a room and say, hey, I work for such and such before they even say their name.
Facts.
And so therefore, when you see folks go entrepreneurial, it's like, yo,
I don't work for nobody.
How's your little company doing?
Right.
But what's great, your people came through.
Yeah, so I sent this email out and the emails started flooding in. People started sending money. I didn't even know how to collect the money at first. I'm like, oh, I think I got to get a bank account. But I'm pretty sure that joint was negative. But the money started coming through. And I will tell you, for the first 4 days, I just sat there with the money in my bank account. I'm like, well, they're going to find out I'm a fraud. And they're going to find out that I made this up. And I'm not really who I say I am or who they think that I am. And they're going to want their money back. So for the first 4 days, I just let the money sit because I was waiting for people to ask their money back.
Wow.
And then on day five, I wanted to spend a little money. And so I said, I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to really make this happen because I don't want
to
give this money back. And so the first thing that I did is I took that money and I put a down payment on an apartment. Like, I immediately got off my ex-husband's couch because he was low-key kicking me out also anyway.
Wow.
And just so we could, I was there for a minute. Like, this wasn't like a couple weeks. It wasn't even a couple months. Like, I was there for a minute. So he was very thankful for that. But he was like, you got to go, sis. So I went and got an apartment. Even then in the apartment, all of my furniture was in storage. So it had to stay there for several months until I could afford to actually get it out of storage. But long story short, it worked out. The business worked out very quickly. It grew way faster than I ever anticipated.
So is it safe to say that entrepreneurship saved you?
Oh gosh, for sure. Entrepreneurship definitely saved my life. And it was during that time where I got introduced to you, Alan Boomer.
Yeah.
Where your company, Momentum Advisors, hit up my company for a little bit of work.
Yeah, some
strategy work.
Some imaging.
Right. And we did the work, only talked on the phone, never really spoke in person, and kind of moved on. And then a couple of months later,
I had hired your boy.
You hired my childhood friend. And I was like, who hired this Negro? And so I rolled up to the office one day. And that's when we met in person. And I am a very inquisitive person. I am a forever learner. And so the fact that y'all were sitting in the office making money, I needed to know what y'all was doing. I mean, I knew I was making money, but I needed to know what y'all was doing where you were making money.
And that's when I told you about my story, about how entrepreneurship saved me too. You know, like, I was in a high-flying corporate career.
Facts.
And it kind of fell apart once I stepped away from the plantation.
But you know what I find interesting? I don't know. We both kiboshed our careers. Like, we didn't get fired.
No.
We both walked away.
Rolled out
on some principle and moral. Like,
who's coming with me? Like, Jerry Maguire moment.
Facts. And nobody came.
And nobody came.
But it was neither one of us got fired. Both of us realized that this is no longer the place for us. And it was a lot of money on the table for both of us.
Facts.
That we walked away from.
Yeah, when I rolled out, I wasn't even planning to roll out. Like, I was making a joke to my coworker, like, yo, we had a meeting scheduled for later that week. I'm like, yo, that's if I'm still working here. Dude went to go to the bathroom and ratted on me. My boss called me in like, hey, I hear you're thinking about quitting. And I'm like, matter of fact, I am.
So
I quit really very abruptly.
You ain't. No game plan. Word on the street is snitches get stitches. Did you at least double back by his office and kick his chair or something? Knock his water bottle over or something?
Nah, I look at it like this, man. Like, you know, Judas, like, he sold out Christ. And
I'm going to just hope you're not.
I'm not saying I'm Jesus.
Okay, that's what I'm hope saying, that's like, not where we were going.
We as Christians don't get mad at Judas because it was part of God's will that he would die on the cross for our sins.
Okay,
I can't get mad.
Deep.
I can't get mad at the guy that snitched because it was God's will for me to be an entrepreneur and to quit that job.
Mm.
So I'm not mad. Mm. I never probably would have quit if I had not gotten found out. So I
Jesus
appreciate
might
it.
Not have been mad, but his homeboys definitely was. That's all I'm saying.
That's a fact.
But yeah, we met and then our journey in Momentum Advisors began.
Yeah, our first assignment was I had bought a company. I had bought a franchise and I was pouring money into this franchise. And it was not going well. And I said, Tiffany, you seem like a really bright woman. You've got a strategy business. I need some strategy advice.
And so he hired me. And probably within the first 2 to 3 weeks, you know, I went to him and said, yeah, we can, I can quit or you can fire me, whatever it is that you want to do, because the marketing and operations that you're focusing on aren't your issue. Like, you can't retainer this away. You have your whole business is messed up.
And in addition, you also gave us some feedback about the wealth management business.
Yeah.
That
if you guys will
I didn't
learn,
know it wasn't going so well, even though we were making money.
Yeah, you guys will learn throughout this podcast that I share my feedback. Okay. Yeah. If I got something to say, you will
Tiffany's
know about
not
it.
Shy.
No. And so while watching him in this wealth management firm, that as he mentioned, it was growing, but it was, can I say, for lack of a better word, for me, from my
now,
perspective,
don't step on my toes too
from
hard
my
now.
Perspective, it was a little whack in how you were running it, not in the service, but how you were running
my
it.
My mama was proud of me.
As she should have been, but I was not. And I was disappointed in how you were running the business, not in the services that you were offering to your clients, because I felt like there was so much more there that y'all were not tapping into. And it seemed like y'all was only getting advice from y'all's mamas because it was very clear that a lot of things needed to change.
But you came in and helped us clean things up.
Yeah.
Like, you helped us to fix the way we look, both online and in our printed materials.
Implement a company culture.
How we physically look. You helped us institute a sort of a dress code, if you will.
They was looking a little scraggly, y'all. I wouldn't have gave them my
money.
Yo,
she cleaned us up.
Yeah, no.
You know, and today,
it
Tiffany,
was a struggle. You should have seen Alan's suits, y'all.
Oh, I was fly.
You see him
oh,
now,
I was getting it.
He is very refined. But it was a very walk in a Steve Harvey line.
You got to realize that I came from the Easter suit generation. Okay.
That's when you was a cool cat, I guess. But I was not for it. No, but we worked together in a lot of areas and decided that there was a lot that we could grow. There was a lot that we could grow in this business so that we can continue to do really great things for great people who needed their money to be managed, to be grown and protected. Not only people, but we also work with institutions. We work with a lot of nonprofits. A lot of social justice nonprofits are our clients. We also work with universities and their endowments. You know, so our firm
and
is
regular
cat. No cats. We don't have no cats.
No, we've got a lot of folks that just work a corporate job.
But yeah,
and
people who
want to retire.
We have pro athletes. We do have a pro athlete book. We literally work with all types of people as long as you have assets, so that we can grow them and we can protect them. So when we are talking to you, we are literally talking to you from a place of this is what we do every day, day in and day out. This is what we live. This is what we breathe. This is what we're going to continue to do. But in our personal stories, that's where it gets interesting. You're going to have to wait till we come back from break for that part. But that's where the entrepreneurship and the legacy and the wealth building happens for Alan and Tiffany. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. So we are back.
Yes.
This is our first episode of our podcast.
I'm so excited.
Shout out to our SiriusXM UrbanView family who have not only come over to the podcast side, but y'all have been leaving reviews left and right. Shout out to you for bigging us up so that people know we're legit. We are official. We know what we're talking about.
Also, shout out to the people that have never heard us before.
Facts.
That are giving us a chance.
Facts.
Folks that follow us on Twitter at Momentum Advice, or folks that just are cruising the dial, dial.
So that's funny that you say that. So my family is never listening on, when we were on SiriusXM UrbanView, they were not paying for that membership.
Yeah.
So when we made the announcement that we moved to podcast format, my older sister was like, oh, bet. Now I can listen. I'm like, oh, I be talking a lot of junk. Not
trash.
About my sister.
Not about her specifically, but like I do the same
just
thing.
Just family trash talking. We all got a little bit of trash talking about our family. I was like, I got to tighten up.
We might have to have code names for our family members now.
Or just say somebody else's family.
Yeah. Or we could just say like a Virgo that we know.
I don't know these people's signs. I couldn't tell you when their birthdays were. But one other major, I think the biggest shout out we have to give is to the North Star.
Shout out
to the North Star. Let's be very clear about something. We are not only fans, but friends and advocates of the North Star and Sean King and his family and the entire team. We work with them very closely. That's public information. We ain't got to lie about that. We've been rolling with the North Star for a few years now. And when we left SiriusXM UrbanView,
our contract did not get renewed,
and Sean was on it. He was like, we want y'all at the North Star. It is an element that
it was like the next day.
No, it wasn't the next day. It was the same day. It was the same day. But he wanted to bring the financial component to the North Star listeners. The North Star is covering so many different facets of what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, but they weren't talking about your money. And we talk about money from a very real, very direct perspective. And not only do we talk about our issues, but we always provide the strategies and the solutions. And that's something that he wanted to bring to the North Star, picked us up immediately. I will tell you, Sean did a Tiffany Hawkins.
What's that?
Like you just talked about, I came into Momentum Advisors and started cleaning things up.
Mm.
The North Star crew cleaned us up. They were y'all got that SiriusXM dust on y'all. We need to tighten you guys up a little bit. And we appreciate that. But I don't think we could be more excited to be a part of a media family.
The North Star is, in my eyes, bringing stories that are not getting covered. Certainly not getting covered from a diverse perspective.
And from a truthful perspective.
And we're adding to that because, again, our people need to understand money. We need to understand entrepreneurship. We need to understand how to build wealth, how to create a financial legacy for our family. We're either going to have a seat at the table or we're going to end up on the menu.
Yeah. One thing that I love about The Breakdown, which is Sean's podcast, is that he always gives action steps.
Yes.
That is something that we have been doing on our show.
Action.
He doesn't want you to sing it.
I love that.
He doesn't want you to sing it.
In fact, if they want me to do the audio now that I'm on contract,
no one's interested.
I'll do the jingles.
No one's interested.
I will.
But we have always done that. We are not just about to bring you the doom and gloom. We always provide the action steps, the strategies, the very specific tactics. Oftentimes the websites you need to go to, the companies you need to call, the questions that you need to ask your HR person or your financial advisor. So every episode, we deliver our next steps. Like we are very serious. For our listeners who have been rocking with us for a long time, they will tell you we have got their finances in order.
Yeah.
We will take a call. We are good. If you go to our website right now, momentum-advisors.com, first of all, go there and check us out. Read through it so you'll see we legit, see our team, see what we look like. I'm a chocolate brown lady over here.
I'm a chocolate brown man.
There's nothing chocolate about Alan. There's nothing chocolate. He's more of a, what they call it, a fair skin?
No.
Which
no,
we don't do any skin shaming. We don't do any shaming here. But, you know, just be honest. They're going to go to the website. They can see what you look like. It's very clear.
Well, one thing that's not clear is that my African percentages through ancestry are through the roof. Like, I'm talking about plus 80%.
Here y'all go.
So I don't know about all this.
I'm going to just go on record to say, I don't even know if I believe these ancestry tests.
Mine are high.
But I know that make y'all feel warm and fuzzy. But with that being said, if you ever go to our website, if you ever want us to answer specific questions about your situation, you can always go to our website and schedule a free consultation. And for all our listeners that have been rocking with us for the last 3 years, they will tell you, you will talk to us and we will get you right.
Oh, we're going to shoot straight too.
Yeah, for sure. We've heard a couple feelings. Doesn't mean you're going to be working with us directly, but we will definitely set you on the right path and give you a little tap on the behind and push you forward.
We'll do it, Tiffany Hawkins.
Clean it up.
We'll clean you up.
Clean it up.
Set you straight.
Set you straight. So yeah, we did say we were going to talk about, so who are we outside of Momentum Advisors? We are business owners. Alan mentioned earlier, we own a number of franchises in a number of different concepts.
We're in gyms in multiple states. We're in dry cleaners, about to be in multiple states.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're continuing to grow.
We're in real estate.
Yeah, we own a lot of real estate in the Maryland area. If you guys are familiar with Zips Dry Cleaners, we own a couple of Zips Dry Cleaners locations. It's a couple right now. We're working on the next one, and then we have a large development deal in Atlanta where we're going to be opening 20 Zips locations. Mm-hmm. So that is coming. And we're just continuing. Not only are we opening businesses for ourselves, but we're helping our clients learn about franchising or learn about entrepreneurship, period. And we're helping them open businesses as well. And we are just making sure that our community, the people that looks like us, whatever that means to you, is thriving. I think we are super, super pissed and over the media coverage that the black dollar gets. I specifically don't even believe it's true. I believe it's a strategic tactic to make us feel like we are lesser than.
Inferior.
Exactly. And if they keep feeding it to us, we will believe it and we will operate accordingly. From our personal experience of looking at hundreds of people's bank accounts, we see the progress.
We're also two people that literally our lives were saved through entrepreneurship. You know, like Tiffany gave her story. My story is not that different. When I left the big corporate America world, like I had to start a business to pay my bills, you know, and
I only got a rack of kids, y'all.
I have three kids. My wife doesn't work. Like I got a mortgage, you know, and I had to do what I had to do to, you know, survive as an entrepreneur. And the first couple of years were lean. I was in my mom's basement for a while. And I was falling asleep. Mom was bringing me breakfast in the morning. Right. I was asleep by noon.
You know what I find interesting? We have our headquarters is in New York. It's in Manhattan in Bryant Park. We have a beautiful office with beautiful conference rooms.
Pretty nice.
It's very fancy, okay? And people are always blown away. And they just assume that we've always been in this space. We've always had all these people on staff.
No, we started from the bottom.
Yeah, facts. You know what I mean? We always had all these people on staff. We always were so prestigious and cleaned up. That first website you had when I met you.
Oh, man, I'm proud of that website.
I don't care what you say. The struggle of it all.
Yo, I started the business with no money.
Yeah.
So I had to go to a free website and make my own website.
Right.
I had to write all the copy from the website for the marketing brochures. I even made my own logo using a free logo software.
Listen.
And what I learned at the time was that, you know, like a lot of people are afraid of entrepreneurship. Right?
Or they feel like it has to look like a specific thing.
Yeah. Or they feel like the first step is to spend a lot of money.
Right.
Like when you've got no money, when you're doing entrepreneurship by desperation,
facts.
That's when you create some of your best businesses.
Yeah. And what I find interesting about both of our stories is that we were both in our desperate spaces after achieving significant corporate success.
Oh, I was the man. And you were the woman.
I know facts. Okay. but you make life changes and you grow out of it. You become a better person or the person that you're supposed to be. And that's when the blow up really happens. And so you will get to know us. We joke a lot. We have a really good time, but we shoot it straight. Our information is fact. You know, it is useful. It is important, and it will get you to where you need to be. We tackle all the hard topics in relevant time. You will not feel like you're hearing a broken record over and over again. And you'll want to stick with us.
Yeah, it's unique. We have a unique perspective.
Yes.
It's not what you're used to hearing from financial
facts.
Advisors. Sometimes we will tell you to go quit your job.
Yeah,
if
sometimes.
It's not serving
sometimes.
You. Sometimes we will tell you that you should help your kids start a business. or put money into a Roth IRA for them while they're working at McDonald's.
Yeah, what you're never going to get from us is the hot stock. You're never going to get the Susu scam. You're never going to get the get rich quick situation, because that's just not how wealth is generated. It's just not how wealth
takes
is
generated.
It takes time. It
takes effort.
It takes effort.
It takes belief and faith in yourself.
Okay.
Come on.
I didn't know if you were going to continue. You
feel
about
like
to start,
preaching now.
What do you call it? Hooping? Were you about to start hooping?
It is Sunday.
No,
come
thank
on.
You. We're not interested. But I think that's enough about us for now. You will continue to learn more about us over time. And when we come back from this break, we got to talk about this election, how it is impacting the economy, and how it is going to impact your retirement savings. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. So we are back.
Yes.
We are the Momentum Advisors. I think we spend way too much time explaining who we are. But
I think it was an appropriate amount.
Yeah. I mean, for those who don't know us, who have not been listening to us on SiriusXM, you're like, who are these fools and why are they qualified to be talking to me about my money? So hopefully we began to answer those questions. We also want you to like us. We're very likable people.
Hey. Hey, listeners.
Alan's,
how y'all doing?
Alan's flirting with you, but we deliver the information in a way that is fun and that feels like it's coming from family. And so we will build that relationship over time in this podcast. But you will want to tune in. With that being said, the thing that we have to focus on right now and the time that we have left is this election.
Yes.
Elections have a very heavy impact on the market. For those who have been watching the stock market, you see how the economy has been doing. You see how things have been doing. But honestly, there's a lot of history to how the market and the economy responds to political events, change in political power, new presidents, no new presidents, crazy ass presidents, like all of these things have a real impact that we've been tracking, that can have been tracked for several years, for decades. And we're going to talk a little bit about, what's happening.
So what's happening right now is the market is getting to have its cake and eat it too.
Which that's what cake is for.
Yeah. But did you ever understand that phrase, have your cake and eat it too?
So I recently heard that that's not even what they're saying. Like, it's not, they're not saying have your cake and eat it too. They're actually saying something else.
Like what?
I don't remember. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to mention it in the next podcast or on our Twitter at Momentum Advice. But it made a lot more sense. They're not saying have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. It's like once you eat the cake, you can't have it anymore is the way I understood
that.
Yeah,
but they're not saying okay. That.
Well, let's take
it's
that
like,
meaning.
Have your cake and eat it too. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's not even... It's not
Edith eat. From Archie Bunker.
Listen, you can't have your cake and shorty. Like, I'm not sure exactly.
And Edith.
But
I don't think I want a broad name Edith.
It's not. I think it's literally something like that. I'm going to look it up. It's
all right.
Not that, though.
But what I mean by that is that the market had been expecting a blue wave, right? They expected that Biden would win the presidency, the House would be all Democrats, and the Senate would be all Democrats. That would mean that the Democrats can really run the table, especially if there was a significant lead in the Senate. They would not be, the Republicans could not stop them if there was a blue wave. But what we got is a little bit of Biden and a little bit of Mitch McConnell, right? Mitch McConnell is the one that's going to be putting the smackdown on Biden's policies.
We like to call those type of haters. He's a little bit of a hater.
A hater can be a good thing if the hater can stop Biden from doing the things that maybe the market didn't like as much.
Yeah, because there were a lot of things, especially when you think about Democrats. I think people think that Democrats are so liberal that they're just going to come in and just start making decisions that negatively affect the economy, right? So, we talk about increasing minimum wage, but then y'all kept hearing about taxes, right? 50 Cent had y'all all worked up over these taxes. But you don't know that really there are a lot of things. It seems like the market likes Biden. Right. And I think a lot of the decisions that are going to be made, I think you make a good point, having some balance will really balance the economy out. I think people are concerned. Republicans are always worried that you can't make money under Democrats. Right. That Democrats are coming after their dollar.
Not true.
Not true. Not true at all. And the economy tends to do better when there is a Democratic president.
But in addition, here's what I mean by you get to have your cake and eat it, too.
And Edith.
Not Edith. Nobody wants Edith.
Listen, okay. To all our Edith listeners, you fine, girl.
Eat. When's the last time you knew somebody named Edith?
I went to high school with a girl named Edith.
Really?
Yes.
And what year was this?
The high school years of my life.
Edith?
I will say I'd have taken...
Did you go to school with a Gertrude,
no,
too?
I went to school with a girl named Edith, but I will tell you, I'd have taken the cake. Just that's all I'm going to say.
Edith wasn't...
I'm going to take the cake over Edith. Fine. Listen.
Yeah,
she was fine as in okay.
I believe you can have your cake and Edith will still let you holler at her. So crazy. No, what I mean by that is that clearly the market did not like Donald Trump. And what I mean by that is that Donald Trump was not great because of COVID. Like COVID really hurt this country, like in a major way. Like we lost over 200,000 people. It caused our economy to have one of the deepest recessions we've ever had. Over 11 million people lost their jobs. And so we were able to get a new president, but not all of the Biden liberal sort of agenda. And what I mean by we, I mean, like, I'm not saying I'm against that agenda. I'm just saying that the stock market didn't want a tax hike. The stock market didn't want increased regulation of technology companies. The stock market did not want some of the things that on the economic front that Biden was proposing. And so having Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, as a Republican, continuing to be in that position, all I'm saying is that the stock market is rallying because of this notion of having your cake and Edith.
And Edith.
Also.
Okay. Edith are good.
Now, this has nothing to do with social policy.
Right.
This has nothing to do with things like mass incarceration. Nothing to do with things like the fair treatment of Black people in this country. I'm literally just talking about economics and the financial market. So what happens is we get a grown-up, right? I think we get Biden as a responsible adult to watch over us.
And Kamala.
But we still get to stay up late and have some pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, that's the trade that you're getting in terms of a Biden presidency, but additionally a Republican in charge of the Senate. Because the issue is there's checks and balances in this government.
Right, right.
And there are limits to what can be done when the Senate is not controlled by the Democrats. So some of the things that you're going to see is we're probably going to get stimulus a little faster, but we're probably not going to get as much stimulus as we would have gotten if the Democrats ran the table.
Facts, right. So the Democrats originally wanted, I think, $2.4
trillion
in stimulus.
We might get less than $1 trillion.
That would be horrible.
That sucks.
No, but I feel like already they've, in the negotiations that were happening prior to with Nancy Pelosi, they got around 1.8.
Yeah, they were at 1.8, but that was the White House. The Senate was at 0.6.
$50.
It was at $600 million. So it'll probably be under $1 trillion.
But it will probably
happen faster.
A lot faster.
And that all depends on how quickly there's a succession in power, a change in power.
Which I'm worried that's going to be a mess.
Yeah, that could be a little mess. There's more certainty around trade, right? Like Trump had a huge trade war specifically with China. That sort of rhetoric is going to be a lot more under control.
Yeah.
You'll also expect just more of a known quantity of what to expect. Like
right.
With Biden, like Biden, he's old, like, but
Trump.
He's not handy with the Twitter finger. That's all I'm getting at.
Okay.
He might not shake up the world by misspelling a tweet the way Trump would.
We won't feel like we're on the wire
every
day. Okay.
So again, you get your cake and you get
Edith.
You also get Edith.
You get a little good bit
old,
of Edith.
Good looking
responsible,
Edith.
Responsible.
Fine.
Edith.
Ass Edith.
I don't know. I don't know about no fine Edith, okay?
Bernard would be happy about Edith. That's all I'm saying.
Shout out to all the Bernards out there.
So would Stanley, Harold.
That was shade.
Oscar.
Listen, I love all these names. All the men with these names, shout out to you. No hate here.
But yeah, there's just a lot less uncertainty with Biden, who's a known quantity. He's been around a long time. Certainly a step up from Trump and all of the irrational erraticness, like the shifting on a dime in terms of policy. Like these are things that really shake up the stock market in a bad way.
Yeah. And I was going to say, and overall, that's a large win within itself. If nothing else happens, that is a large win for our people who are contributing to their 401ks or their 403bs or their retirement accounts or have money in the market and are watching their stocks or watching their investment vehicles. Because especially at the beginning of COVID, people were ready to take all their money out the stock market, take all their money out of their retirement accounts. And it's just the volatility that Donald Trump brings to the table that has caused so many people to be so scared around their money, around their future, around their investments. And just having a stable human being that won't cause so many major ups and downs, I think will ease people, will ease our listeners who, again, are doing what they're supposed to be doing, contributing to their 401k, contributing to their retirement savings, you know, making those investments. It will just ease them in that they don't have to feel so tense, and they'll leave their money there and they'll feel comfortable and they'll feel safe with the economy that we have. And no, it may not be these excessive highs, right? But it will be a stable place where your financial advisor or whoever you're working with can now plan and strategize accordingly.
Lil Wayne won't get his,
oh my God,
his tax hike he was worried about.
Listen, Lil Wayne wasn't even worried about a tax hike. Like, Lil Wayne is a crackhead, so I don't even know if crackheads pay taxes. And Jay-Z had to pay Lil Wayne's tax bill not too long ago. So if that's the endorsement that Donald
Trump
won. Wayne
was on thin ice to be out here
endorsing
Trump.
Wayne is
Trump.
On thin ice, okay? I don't know if he's even on ice, but.
But what I'm getting at is there won't be this rush to raise taxes. You won't be able to physically do it with the Senate having the majority.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing that people need to be mindful of is in these political campaigns, you know, I think, you know, Biden has laid out all the things that he wants to do. It doesn't just go down like that. Yeah. You don't just get in the White House and all your demands are met. Like,
yeah. No, Mitch McConnell's going to be hating on everything that Biden tries to do.
It's going
to
be a fight.
It's like what happened under Obama. Obama had to be more in the middle with a lot of the things that he had to do because he had...
Because haters going
to
hate.
Haters trying to ruin everything he tried to do. But again, the market tends to do really well under a circumstance where there's a divided leadership body. So while there's certain good things, the bad thing, again, since the stimulus is going to be a lot lower, it really is not great for the people that are really negatively impacted by this COVID crisis. If we get another round of stimulus checks, they'll probably be a little bit lighter if they happen at all.
Yeah, and I know that when we think about stimulus, right, it's the checks, it's unemployment, it's PPP for our small business owners. It's a number of things that come into play. And who is it going to be available for?
Yeah. Probably a little bit less people.
Yeah.
Or a smaller amount, for sure.
But we will say, and for our listeners who have known us, we will say whatever the stimulus is that comes out, especially when it comes to PPP and unemployment.
We'll make sure you know about it.
File, apply. We can talk you through getting this money legally. We ain't a part of the scams. But we literally can talk you through getting this money if you're a small business owner, applying for this unemployment, if you have lost your job, even if you've partially lost your job. We will talk about the details of what is available to you. Even if you haven't lost your job, there is additional type of unemployment that you may qualify for.
And there's two more big silver linings to a Biden presidency. First, we'll get someone that actually believes in science who's in charge of the pandemic. That's huge.
Right.
I think lives will be saved by this. We're in the middle of what some are calling a third wave of COVID. And we've got a current administration that's not taking it seriously.
Right.
And then the final thing is, I think, you know, we might see the sunshine a little bit better. Because
it's been bleak.
Racism might take a step back.
I hope.
I'm saying
it
like,
might go back in the house,
I've
but it
never
ain't,
experienced
it ain't, it's not about to die.
More racial tension. Like, they brought us back to the 1960s, the way this country has been, the way it's felt, how divisive things have been.
Listen,
that's a bright side.
That's a topic for the breakdown. We're here to talk about your money. Let Sean handle that.
But your money does well when everybody's treated fairly.
Yes, and we've actually done a lot of research around that, where your money does better when it is invested with diverse managers, when you are working with diverse teams, when you are invested in diverse companies. Like, you literally have a better return when diversity is a part of your investment strategy.
Or even around things like immigration. Like, if Biden is better at managing immigration, that's better for our economy. There's more workers, there's more people that are younger that are helping to spend money and drive this economy forward. So on average, this is a very, very good thing for the market. Markets tend to do great in this environment, and that's why your investments, if you're still in them, are going well.
And if you aren't, get in them. So this is a very abbreviated version of what we do on a weekly basis.
Yeah, we go in.
We go in. But we got to go home now.
Yeah.
So stick with us. Hit us up on Twitter @Momentum Advice. Let us know you're a new listener and that you're rocking with us. Hit subscribe. turn those notifications on, and just stick with us for a couple of weeks. You will learn a lot. Your life will be better.
And if you have some questions about your personal financial situation, we'll spend time with you on the phone. Visit us at momentum-advisors.com. Go to the Contact Us page, schedule an appointment, and we'll talk to anybody for free.
So we are signing off. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. Momentum. Momentum.